Hello. I can't tell who's here and who's not here. But I'm here. I'll turn the music down, that annoying, irritating canned music, which is, you know, just what it is. It's called Flying to Infinity, and it comes with the app. Good morning. Hey, Mr. Audio is here. It is 9:02. I am Izzo Wellen, and this is Izzo Wellen Writes Grown Up Story Time, interview time. And you will notice that for the live stream that I'm always clutching my pearls because I never know what's going to happen. I never know what I'm going to say. I never know who's going to say what. Bill, no. good morning. I'm interviewing Alexa and Ben and not answering anybody's phone calls but theirs. And my app is a little slow, so I can't see some of that. It's got the same two people are calling in, and I'm waiting for you, Alexa and Ben. And I see you, Quincy Spinks, that you are here. There's in my hands. Hi, Ben. I'm connecting. I'm going to turn that annoying music off. Good morning. It's morning my time. It's starting to get late morning where you are, yes?
Yes. It's actually noon. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you fine. I can't tell who this other person is that's calling in. I just know it's not Alexa. How are you?
Fantastic, wonderful, stupendous, absolutely amazing. Best day ever.
Really?
Absolutely. Every day. You have to lie to yourself every day.
That's what I thought. I thought, wait a minute. I know you have bad days. Hello, Alexa. Can you hear me?
Hi, I think I can. Can you hear me?
Yay. And we're all on and we're not clashing. There's no feedback. It's a moment of magic. Let me
Amazing.
Just say this.
Savor it. Just savor
it. I am. I'm savoring. I'm going to soak it in because, you know, this doesn't always Oh, good morning. I'm so excited to have you both here. I have a ton of questions. We can be really professional first and talk about your experience on the My Closest Friends audio drama. And then I want to hear all about you and what your next steps are. I saw that tweet that you have even more coming up. And we kind of just take it back and forth. I'm kind of getting okay at this. Not really.
so I know you're not,
Yeah. Oh, good. Yay. Yeah. I've impressed somebody already today. Ooh, chalk one up. I'm going to write that one down.
It's a so, day.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm on a roll so far. So that's fantastic. So Ben, this was your first audio drama.
It was. And I learned a whole lot for sure. It was an extremely great learning experience. It exposed a lot of my own flaws, both technically and performance wise. So I am looking forward to redeeming myself and doing another one.
Are you going to be doing another one? Can you tell us which one? Well,
I haven't been asked yet, probably because I did such a bad job the first
time. No.
Oh my God. Yes, we brought you on to talk about how terrible you are.
Yes, exactly. Yes. That's just the whole plan. We're going to piece you apart and just be you know, you could have done this, that, and the other thing. No. Well, when Mute puts stuff together, he doesn't, you know how he does. So he makes everybody sound beautiful. So you would never know that you did as terrible as you were saying. So you're supposed to lie. Right? Isn't that the thing?
That's the creative's job, right? To be completely like hollow in a little shell, but on the outside, you're like, oh, yeah, it was great. Wonderful experience. Had a great time.
Yeah, did everything right. It was easy.
I don't doubt my performance at all. Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do because, you know, that's, I don't know. I don't know who says we have to do that, but that's the thing. So, what was the hardest? Exactly. What was the hardest aspect of it then, Ben, if you learned a lot and all that?
Not knowing what the final product was going to sound like or be like in any respect. So for me, even though Mute did put lines in there of what the scene was, what we would be hearing and whatnot, being very audio visual type of person, getting the written things down, I did have a difficult time putting myself in the space and the scene and scenario that it was. So knowing how that production or future productions will unfold in the future, I'll have a better understanding of what the final product's going to be and how to perform better.
That's so
sometimes you have to experience it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Doing it online like this was my first time doing it. And I've done it other times but you have the producer there, you have the writer there, you have all the actors in the same space. And so the communication is immediate. This was like very one way. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, there it is. Hope for the best.
And you recorded before me. You recorded before me. Like, you didn't even have my lines to go off of. You didn't know what my takes were going to be. So, I mean, you were really not just your first production of like an audio drama, but also like you went first, which is the shittiest.
I know. It was kind of a really hard thing, you know.
I loved it though. Like, I think, you know, I don't know. I think creatives, all of us want to doubt what we do and, you know, we want to improve. So we're always like looking back and editing what we've done, right, in our own heads. But Ben, I mean, really, you nailed this spook who is so repressed and can't really like, you know, cares for somebody, but you know you're going to kill. Spoilers. But I mean, you nailed sort of that tension. You really did. And I think you don't give yourself enough credit for that because it was a great foil for me to play off of. And I took the easy spot. Like, I recorded after you. So thank you for being the brave one to go first and lay your character down and then let me be lazy.
Yeah, I love that. The interaction, you know, and the way it got set up. And your tones, but yeah. She's right. Listen to her, Ben. Come on. I know that it's like doing it blind. I mean, it's got to feel like you're just blind, not knowing or anything. And I couldn't imagine because when I interviewed the actors from the Natural Ones, the other ensemble production, and for some reason I thought they were somehow connected when they were playing off each other. It never occurred to me that you're just doing your lines one by one, kind of following the cue. That's crazy talk.
It is. I mean, it's fun too. Like, it's a challenge because I always want to get it in one take. But I will, go through and record first and then go back and listen to it and record all over again, because I can hear where I need to punch things up more. When you're just standing alone in a room, you know, you have a certain idea of it, but when you listen back to it, you can hear where you want to juice things and put yourself in the situation, make yourself sound like you're really committed to where you are and what you're doing.
Now, Mew had told me that you had actually a lot of experience. You've done other audio dramas, Alexa, is that right? Have you done like,
yeah, this? Like I started out as like I'm definitely NSFW voice artist now. I'm a, but I started out doing, you know, regular audio gigs on Voice 123 and all the other, you know, voice actor sites. And yeah, I worked with a voice coach and learned all about motion creates emotion. So you got to have room to move around while you're recording. And like, just, I mean, yeah, I've done it before and it's been really fun, but this one was, I don't know. I think Mute Script just made it so much more fun than some of the other projects I've done. Like this one was really,
yeah,
it was a fun thing to tinker around with and play with. He writes,
oh, I bet,
beautiful dialogue.
Oh, and he again, does.
To his credit, you really get an understanding of what a soundtrack does for any sort of production. Yes. It, you know, when nothing's happening, that's what happening, and that changes everything.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and I with the last one I did with the David Attenborough thing I did, I wrote that thing out probably 8 times and was never happy with it because I was trying to put drama in where there was no drama because David's not a drama guy. So asking him to put the soundtrack in, just when there was space, there was something there. And it allowed me to have more space and more time and more freedom with it. And again, with this production too, you know, even our lines weren't back to back and there was space in between and there was dramatic pause and sound effects and music. And it, you really get a huge understanding of that's what makes it, you know,
it's not
production
immersive.
Value. Yeah.
It's
so
not
valuable.
Immersive, you don't take it seriously. And absolutely. He creates a world. It's crazy.
It does. Absolutely. It's true. It's very true. You know, I wrote that bus piece, The Stranger on the Bus, and then I sent it to Mute. And then he's like, you know, you should have had pauses. And I'm like, well, you didn't tell me. I've never written a script for sound before. I write the words for sound, but I don't write. And I envision sounds, but pauses for Ben you need that? Apparently you can't insert sound out, you know, it's got to have a place. And I'm like, oh,
the tension. That's where all the fun is in the pauses. Like you and Ben are both right. You can build tension and just completely draw somebody in by being quiet for a minute. They are just hanging on your words. If you let them hang, you know, you got to give them that space. I love
it. It's different. The stuff that you do, Audie, I would say, you know, when I write for the ear. I write a little bit lyrically and a little bit more on the literary end of the writer spectrum. And I'm envisioning how it's going to sound when it's to the reader. But you guys as audio people, I thought I was different, but you're a whole different level. And then Mute is like nth. He's like the other crew calls him the audio god because you know his forcing and his hearing and his planning and everything out. And I'm so sorry he's not here to be blushing. He's probably working today, maybe. But
he'll listen to it.
Oh yes, he'll hear.
Trying to deprecate the crap out of this, but you're amazing, Mute.
Yeah, his foresight and his planning and his whole. What a global vision, because he does everything, you know. Yes. It's so beyond where my brain works that, you know, musically, just everything that that he's given me. I'm like, well, I'm just a little plebeian here. I'm just going to go hide and get me trying to write something.
He is exceptional in that, I don't know, he's a painter. He paints a picture. And then he's also a conductor because he puts together a symphony. I mean, he just... This is a Renaissance guy, and it is spooky. I am so disorganized, and so if you can see all my different files in Adobe Audition and all my clips, it's all a mess. So think about, like, you know, the way that he plans these things and pulls them all together, like that, it completely blows my disorganized little mind. I'm in awe of it.
I'm not. Ben, you're probably a little bit more organized. Being, you know,
you got your shit together
a little bit. I know you do because you have control issues that you've talked about in your Twitches. So people who like control don't just be like all willy-nilly, and they're like, you know, chaos creatives, which I imagine Alexa and I are more at the end of. We're the ones who see the articles online and say mess and chaos is good and healthy for creativity. And we share that with everybody we know every time.
Yes. Feeling the validation. Completely.
I have so many Excel files you wouldn't believe.
Ooh, you know Excel. Ooh, yeah. A spreadsheet man.
Alexa, I was listening to your interview and you're like, and now suddenly everything is sexy. And I'm like,
I mean, I didn't think the word spreadsheet could be, Ben, you know how to work spreadsheets.
It's a great pickup line. Hey, you want to see
my
Excel file?
No, it's true. Yeah, you'd be like, look, check out my spreadsheets, and then you can spread the sheets. Like, honestly, I think it would work. I do. Only if you
Bad only pickup.
Oh, you should wait until I convert it to a PDF.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God. You can convert files. Oh, my God. Yep, you're amazing. He's proficient in Microsoft Office.
Oh, he's proficient.
Oh, I can spend more than some time.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna start laughing. I won't be able to stop. You need to quit. Okay, so Alexa, tell me about your next project that you were sharing on Twitter.
Oh, I'm so excited. It's been really fun recording it. So I am working with Shadowy Whispers ASMR. He is amazing. I'll call him. His first name starts with an M too. Can I say that? I don't know what everybody's handles are. So I'm just gonna call. I'll call him Shadow. So he has built, like, again, I somehow luck out and work with these people who just build universes, complete, like, fleshed out worlds to inhabit. So he is working on a series that picks up from a thread in this entire vat of universe he's created, a storyline he's done. It's like a Marvel kind of thing almost. There's so many different storylines going on. But so this one is so it's centered around his detective character, and it's set in New Orleans, and I am, I'm in New Orleans. I'm in there, and we're both searching for the same kind of mystical object, and I think that's as much as I can say. But I'm on the hunt with him, and it's been really, really fun to record this character. She's very, very sultry. And it's been nice to, like, slide into a Southern accent a little bit. I've been enjoying
it. Oh, nice.
So, yeah, that it's been, neat. Like, it's a long one. It's going to run all summer long. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, Shadowy Whispers ASMR on Twitter. And I have a dog licking my hand while I'm holding the phone. I don't know.
Pay attention to me.
Hi, Sadie. I see you. So check him out on Twitter and on YouTube. And he's having a contest right now, actually, about you can win prizes and guess – some extra little mysteries that are hidden in the credits for the trailer on YouTube. It's fun. It's really fun. And it's just been, I love diving into it. I love being, the Southern Femme Fatale is my happy place.
A Southern Femme Fatale. So do you do different voices and accents as well?
I faked out mute, actually. I was recording something for his new project. He's working on something. I'm just going to put my foot in my mouth. I'm not going to say what it is because I don't know if I'm allowed to, but he's working on a new project.
I know, he's just dropped that one hint.
Right?
So
I love those hints. I'm doing a small role in that one, and I was recording it yesterday, but I like to talk to him when I'm warming up. I'll just send him the sound file. I won't cut out, you know, my weird little vocal exercises in the beginning. So I think I was talking to him and I was complaining like the script is too small, and I started just going like, hello, mute. I'm going to talk to you like this when I'm getting ready, yeah? Oh, the script's too small. My old eyes can't see it. They can't see it. Oh, I have to turn it sideways. Oh, that's better. Now I can read it. Like stuff like that. And he messaged me and said he said he thought it was a different person. Like he wasn't sure what the hell was going on in this file I sent over. So I like doing different accents and characters and stuff. It's always
that's great.
Mostly when I'm being stupid, but you know, I've had English requests before, and I like, you know, for video games, like little supplemental characters and stuff, doing wacky accents. It's always really fun.
That's neat. And Ben, when's that pirate audio gonna come out? No.
Ooh,
Pirate, huh?
No, that's the one he won't do. He's been asked to do the pirate. See, I listen to his twitches too many too much. I don't know. I might be a little bit of a fan.
This sounds
So
fun. I need to get in on Twitches.
so what's next for you, Ben?
Nothing really. I started doing personal audios again, so I'm gonna dive into those. And
That is work, man.
on the
Ugh.
project list, I have I always try to bring in other people's short stories and read those. Again, it's good practice on my end, and I get to see what other people's ideas and creative flow is. So I like doing that. Yeah, but looking forward to doing another project like we did before. If it comes my way, I'm definitely going to jump on board with that for sure.
Oh, Eve's putting something together. You were tagged. Have you seen Eve
Oh,
wants to do? Oh yeah, like a kind of Agatha Christie Poirot sort of
Yeah,
murder
she wants
mystery thing.
something. I saw that the other
Yes.
day. I think I might have shared it. But
Come
you
on
know
over,
how the Twitter
Ben.
goes. You just like da da. Okay, share. Yeah, I don't know. Would you do more Dare for me, Ben?
Absolutely. I've been waiting for a new one.
Oh gosh, I'm working on that. That book is almost that your book, Dare's book, is like in the final edits, and so that's what I'm supposed to be doing. But that is going to be so fun. The women, the people don't, you know. Part of it is the not safe for works and you know the environment on Facebook that is just ban. I can't even type in vanilla audio, not even in the chat. You know, it won't even let me type it in. But all the romance readers, and they're pretty smutty minded, let me just say. So I'll share stuff across and they're like, oh, we want more. Can you do more? I think
Absolutely.
one of my most listened to podcasts so far is The Stranger on the Bus, the one you did. They like that, and they have. But I've held on to my Dare clips. I'm torturing them because the book's not out, so I just send them to you. So if they want it bad enough, they have to go to you until I get them done. But yes, there will be more. Now that you've had your really long sex scene, you might just get one that deals with some of the other stuff in the world, though,
Sure,
that
absolutely,
fleshes that out. Oh, that would be very cool.
yeah, absolutely.
Because the poor man has so many issues. So
Yes.
He is a beast.
He is a beast. Oh my goodness, you guys are so fun. So, I have heard now, Ben, I know how you got into the audio. Where do you see yourself? You're trying new things. Where do you see yourself going? I mean, you're doing the personal ones now. Are you all booked up now? Did people
I
just
am.
jump on your
I
Why does
building that
that not
empire.
surprise me?
Yeah, right.
Well, I would like to do more of the affirmation audios. I've done probably about a dozen of them right now. Only I think one or two of them are public right now. So I'm seeing if I can put together a library of those affirmation audios and maybe do a separate type of suitable for work type of YouTube type thing or something.
Smart man.
You know, that's in the works. So I really like doing those and you know, just to give everybody a boost in their day. Hey, you're good enough, you're okay, and things are shitty, but they're supposed to
I like your
Oh,
affirmation
yes.
audios. They're really good. You have a, you know, I like those. Alexa, what's next for you then? After you do this one, what's the next plan? Where are you gonna go with your, you know, are you expanding? Are you?
I'm still thinking about every reason why women love Ben. The affirmation stuff. That's so good.
Oh, God.
It's so good. No, I'm so proud of you. And I'm gonna have to drag my ass onto YouTube at some point. Don't I sound enthusiastic about
Yeah, you're like, I like the Twitter. I'm not going over to YouTube. I
Oh
like
God,
my
because
Reddit.
I'm
I got
so
my.
distracted, so easily distracted, but like trying to manage social media for me. I tried to schedule a Reddit post last week and I just found out today it didn't post. So now I'm gonna have to go
Oh,
fix that. I bet I've pissed off people on Reddit. I haven't even opened the app yet because I don't want to see the comments. Like, you said it was going to post and you did it. So I'm nervous about that. I need a social media manager. That's what I need. Putting the call out. Someone keep track of my stuff for me. But yeah, I think YouTube is next. I really like voice acting. The NSFW stuff is really fun, and I think I'm gonna keep doing commissions and my like weekly little or monthly bonus audio for my premium mm-hmm. subscribers over on Vanilla Audio. I'm gonna keep all that up. But I really like, I don't know, I like moving into the voice acting world. I've always wanted to do video games, and I recorded a bit for my first little NSFW game, so I kind of want to keep doing that too. I remember this quote by George R. R. Martin. He was talking about how creatives are either like planters or planners, and I'm definitely a planter. I just kind of toss seeds and see what grows. So I'm just scatterbrained, making my way along. Yeah, you know, just whatever opportunities pop up, I if it feels right, I'm gonna jump on it.
I used to tell people I'm throwing darts at a dartboard, and whatever dart sticks, that's what I do next.
Bingo. Got it. Nailed it. Yes.
Look, it's Bingo. Almost near the red. We're going to try this next.
We're going red now. Okay. Yeah. That's basically, yeah. I seem to luck into fun projects and cool stuff, and I'm going to keep going with that. I've been fighting burnout lately though. I don't know if you guys have had the same feeling of just like, With everything kind of reopening, the world feels really chaotic right now. And it has been kind of just like, it's suppressed my libido and it's suppressed creativity. And I'm just like, blah. Like, I don't know.
It definitely happens. It definitely happens for sure. I get into like, having, what, almost 100 full length audios on Lit Erotica and over, 400 in total on my private play pages and stuff like that. I'm like, so I think I've done it all.
Then I delight even more in the fact that you were an audio drama virgin, and I probably
yeah. And you got to experience that with right? him.
All of those audios, God, so much
you
work.
Were his first.
Oh man, I seduced you into the audio drama girl. World. I love it. Yeah, where's my trophy? I need a sash. I want to wear a sash around.
Yeah, a sash. You don't just want a crown? I don't know. I was
something. You should get this. Something for that. But that is, I mean, my God, your catalog of work, that is insane. I didn't realize it those numbers were that high. That's incredible. That I'm so impressed. I'm so impressed.
I didn't realize it either until the other day. I was like, holy shit.
And you've been doing it, what, 2 years, 3 years, or how long, Ben?
I think this July 1st will be 3 years now.
3 years. Wow. And Alexa, how long have you
been doing? I got started on Reddit, and I just had my second cake day in March. That's how I kind of gauge it. Two years.
And in this, really, I mean, that's longevity from what I've seen, to be able to maintain and sustain and longevity. Hard. So
a lot of audio artists just, kind of flare up and burn out, and they come back. That's the thing. It's interesting. Like, you can't quite get it out of your system. Once you've done it, it's really fun and you want to keep doing it, but it's just life happens. And burnout is a real thing. Like, I've definitely paced myself. I do not have a big catalog. I think I have 20 something audios. So like 10 something a year, like once a month at best, I'm producing something. that was my way to fight against burnout, because if I have a pressure to perform, then it's going to become just a grind for me, and it kills all the fun in it, and that reflects in my voice and my improv. So keeping it scaled to whatever you're capable of putting out, and not trying to push yourself, pushing yourself is a good thing, but not trying to somebody finished my thought for me. It's too orgasm. Hard.
Not trying to fake the orgasm.
Don't fake the orgasm. Yes. Enjoy them as they come.
It's the same across the board creatively. I know for writing, as soon as it starts to become a job, or I start to think of it as a job, it just becomes harder to finish the, tackle the next ideas. And new ideas for me are always so much easier than finishing the old idea that you're like almost near to done
That's
with,
so
but not
true.
quite. And it needs a
New and
couple
shiny.
tweaks, but new and shiny. I'm always running after the new and shiny. So, I had last week I did a show, Women Writing Men, and I had some men guests, and one of them actually was has a he's a friend that one a guy that a young guy that I met early on Twitter that was just really nice, and he happens to do adult content. And when he got on, he's got this Jersey accent, but he's got a really low voice. And I people on the Facebook, so they're like, we want him to read for you too. So, what advice would you give to him? Because he wants to diversify in the adult content industry. What advice would you give to? I actually sent him to Ben's Literotica page. I'd like, here, you
Smart.
need to do research. This is what I write is a little different, but Ben has a whole, he reads here. He improvs here. You can see him grow from,
So true.
So if this is something you want to do, this is the best advice I can give you right now. And if you want me to write for you, I can, but first you need to see, go here and look at this. But what would be your next step in advice?
Don't rush it. I think that people hit that record button. They're like, okay, I gotta do this. I gotta all get these lines out. I gotta, and you're like, no, it's as if you were having a conversation now. You have to give pause for the other person to reply. You have to give pause to for that person to consume and absorb what has already been said or done.
Definitely.
And so you definitely have to, pace, yourself. You have to be relaxed about it.
That's so true.
Is that true? This is that kind of the same advice that you would give Alexa? Don't rush it.
I
Don't rush
agree.
to
As far as
the
yes, as far as I
end.
think in terms of performance and just in terms of branching out, take on, like I said, scale accordingly. Like take on what you can take on. Don't take on more. And do your best at what you're capable of doing. So I get overwhelmed when I see so many professional voice actors out there with websites and YouTube accounts and these amazing demo reels and character OCs that they've had designed by some animator or illustrator. Everything looks like this giant glossy package, and there's so many little gears in that. There's so much going on. I get overwhelmed by that still. So branch out where you're comfortable with. Follow your intuition on that. Like if you want to start doing improvs or scripts, definitely stalking Ben's Literotica is a good idea. Find a role model. There are a couple, I mean, there are a few really incredible male voice actors out there, and you can
Yeah, you had a role model.
I
You both actually kind of did a little bit, didn't
think
you? Tell me
everybody.
about. Absolutely. There's
Yeah.
a few. I mean, when I started, there was obviously G, Gale Force Audios. That guy's got a voice of just liquid gold. And an extremely unique voice, and he's just a slither, man, that guy. So getting the nuances of sensuality came from him. A storyteller came from a guy who used to do it for, I think it was 10 years, was Mirage, an amazing storyteller. And then you have the guys who do across all genres. That would be Todd and British Filth, because they just cover all gamuts. And so that's something I can't do because I don't have reference points. But they seem to do all the various genres very well, across sexuality as well. And so those are the guys I kind of drew upon and listened to in the very beginning to see, oh, how is this done? How do they do it? Oh, that's really cool. Having said that, I stopped listening to them because I didn't want to emulate them. I just wanted to do my
Yeah,
own thing.
that makes so much sense. That really does.
Yeah.
Why have another one of these guys? We should have, a variable,
You
plethora
need
of
to be your
people
own thing.
doing all sorts of different things. You don't always read the same book, watch the same program. do the same things. You want a variety. And I think it's fantastic that you have so much variety out there.
That's true. That's really like insane amounts of variety out there for sure. I completely agree with that. I think you need a framework at first just to get a sense of the world and what you're diving into. And it's good to listen to the heavy hitters, the big guys, and see what, you know, how they structure what they do. But once you get a sense of the framework, then, you know, you go with your own voice and say the things you want to say and don't try to emulate anybody else, because it comes off as a carbon copy, or it comes off as insincere or inauthentic. And I think in any form of art, you are drawn to something when you're brought in, when you tap into that creator's voice, the authenticity in it. Like when someone's really expressing something raw or true or specific to them, that's the fascinating aspect of whether it's a book or a painting or a song or, you know, in an SFW audio. You're drawn to that authenticity and that realness. That's what, and again, we've talked about it with immersion, you know, that is the same thing. Like you need to pull them in. And I don't think you can do that when you're trying to be anyone other than yourself.
Yeah. No, I agree. And what people forget is there's an audience for everybody. They seem to think I need your audience or his audience or hers audience, but really there's crossover audiences, and there's just an audience for every unique personality and every unique, and you don't need to worry. You'll find your audience will find you. If you put out quality content, your audience will find you one way or another. And then you'll get those 10 people that adore you and share it with everybody.
So true.
You know, you're 10 out of 1,000, because half of them, you know, just listen and take it home and never say anything, but you'll get your 10
lurkers.
Yeah. You'll get your 10 to give you the feedback and are just supportive in every way, shape or form. And, yeah, that's good. I know everybody has theirs. I don't know who Dark Viper is, but I can't answer that. I'm doing an interview. Thank you for calling in. They never call in when I'm just in here, you know, being by myself saying, you can call in. But when I have other people, we all want to collect together. So,
hey, everyone in the chat, by the way, I see your bubbles.
Hello. Yeah, they're all being very quiet and well-behaved. We are being professional today.
Extremely.
So everybody is being so well-behaved. I'm so glad. I must have sent out a vibe or something. This is important to be nice. My mama vibe. I must have. It must have got out. So that's you guys are incredible. So what, I can't let you go. I need to pump your brains for another, you know, 10 minutes at least. So Ben, you are in beautiful Canada. Is it still snowing?
No. The weather in Canada is just fucking crazy.
It's not,
so last Tuesday I was in a blizzard that I couldn't see 20 feet in front of me.
Oh my God.
Then this week I got a burn. Like, what the hell?
What literally is
happening? Has changed, like, you know, 40, 50 degrees Fahrenheit in the last 7 days. It's fucking just crazy. No wonder people get sick. So, no, this week is fantastic. We are hitting the high 60s, 70 degrees Fahrenheit. That's about between 17 and 20, 21 degrees Celsius.
So
beautiful, sunny, and gorgeous. And I'm getting outside as much as I possibly can, for sure.
You're just getting all tan to show off for summer. That's what you're doing.
Well, right now he's pink, but will you tan up, or are you fair skinned? Is it Scandinavian or something? Are you?
No,
I
turn brown almost instantaneously.
Oh, so lucky jealous. You.
Yeah. Divide in a bottle.
Yeah, I rest.
Lest I bleed the tattoo ink. I can't be out in the sun. I shrink from it like a vampire.
No.
Just hang out on my porch, shaded and gazing out.
Let me ask you about your tattoo work. Tattoo work. How long did you have to sit for each?
I like the word tattoo.
Tattoo. You're tan.
When I'm tan and I have tattoos, I'm tattooed. I like it. it's an ongoing project, and I still have, it's been killing me it's not the biggest problem in the world, but I had sessions lined up every month for basically the rest of the year. And I was so excited about what we were doing. So it'll happen. I miss my artists like hell. We text back and forth and just dream of the day where she gets to stab me with needles for hours on end again. But I sit, I mean, she's about 3 hours away from me. So when I go, I found her. Yeah. I found her on Instagram and fell in love with her. And was like, that's it. I want your work on my body, nobody else's. And so it was a good thing. She was really cool. And I enjoy being there because when I go, like, it's definitely a day long thing. And I will leave at like, you know, 8 in the morning and then sit for, I don't know, like it's between 6 to 9 hours of getting ink. And then I drive home. And I get home at 4 a.m. completely feeling sunburned and like covered in like just Sanoderm wrapping. I wake up the next day just like, it's a long night, but it's so much fun. We listen to podcasts actually while I'm getting inked, and especially last podcast on the left. That's one that I'm obsessed with lately. Because we are both weird chicks and we like talking about true crime. So.
Oh, all the weird stuff.
All the weirdness, diving into how crazy people can be. So yeah, I sit for a long time and I've got a project I'm going to do. I finished a belt around my hip and then some more work on my back and rib cage, which I'm not looking forward to at all because it is the most painful thing I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
I was literally willing myself like not to kick my feet. Like my body was like, what are you doing? This is terrible. Get up, go. And I just had to.
So far, that's your most your painful spot is your
ribs.
Your ribs. Wow.
It's horrible. It's horrible. But it looks really pretty. So I'm going to finish my little Baroque lingerie set that I'm getting tattooed on myself. And once it's done, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with my life because this has been a big part of it.
I know, and it's addictive. So, you know, everybody completely. I've ever talked to who started tattoos, they're like, you can't, you just go until you're done. I have a cousin, actually. He does, there's a formal name for it because he studied under a Japanese artist and he does the full body stuff. And I couldn't afford him, but cousin or not, the grandparent connection isn't enough. But I've seen his pictures and his stuff, you know, the stages and the time it takes for these full body pieces and the sessions. Yeah. And if stuff like this happens, like a virus, and then you go away, you've got like that. You know, or something happens and you can't get back to it.
Yeah, I mean, I had a shoot that I was going to do, submit a set for Suicide Girls, and I was all excited. I lined it up for the fall. Like I gotten, you know, I'll have all my stuff done, and that's all getting pushed back now for sure. I don't know, whatever.
I mean, for sure. That's Ben's Canadian right there. You're picking up Ben's Canadian.
Yeah. I'm a little sorry that it's not happening right now, but you know, whatever. I mean, because it also, and this is interesting, it would involve a face reveal. And I don't, you know, I show peaks and half bits and, you know, whatever. You can probably, you can composite in your head what I look like, but I've never shown my face. And so, I've been a little nervous about that shoot anyway. So maybe it's a relief that I can push back that question of when to show face and when not to, if I will or if I won't, that kind of thing. I go back and forth on that all the time. Because I'm really pretty and I want you guys to see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Here, here.
Yes, everybody wants to see. They want to see. What, you know, did you, I know Ben was like, he's talked about, you know, right. It's just the voice mystique. And then
you know what? Hank just spoke about this as well. With an interview with Eve, and a lot of things he said I completely agree with. And one of the things is that, you know, you do have a voice, and you know, people put their own image to that voice. So if you show an image of yourself that doesn't, you know, quirk, you know, we'll go with the voice that you've seen in your head, you know, that could ruin the whole fantasy right there.
Yeah.
So it's a risk you take. I know he's taken the plunge, and he's done the full, not the full Monty, I would say, but the, you know, the whole visage has been
showing off his quarantine lack of haircut. Yeah,
exactly. So I'm not there yet. Don't know if I ever will be, but we'll see where it goes.
By the way, Ben, this is a one-off, but do you have any tattoos? I don't know.
My tattoos are extremely old. I got them when I was in my early 20s. I have about a dozen that I would like to get done. So I'd like to get those happen. Yeah, for sure. I am definitely a fan of ink, for sure.
Come hang out with me. Let's get tortured together. We'll just lay on the table to get stabbed with needles for 8 hours.
Yeah. Just both getting stabbed and chatting and listening to
podcasts. It's a great time. It's a wonderful time.
True crime podcasts. And that sounds amazing. I, as a writer, I go down that hole too, the psychopath hole. That's very fascinating. I could totally search that out. And then you were talking about, Louis the 14th and Versailles. Yes. Versailles. And I went with my mom to go see that palace. There's like 5 different tours. You can't even see it in one day.
Oh yeah. It's ridiculous. I mean, that's why they have like golf carts and bikes and things to get around. It's so big. Yeah.
And
it's crazy.
We just did outside, one tour outside, and it was amazing. And in fact, I had to leave her sitting. She's like, no, just leave me. Okay, mom, because I gotta see. You can't bring me here. And but anyways, tattoos and stuff. Yeah, history and psychopaths. Wow. And I know Ben likes really obscure, nerdy things too.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, so I want to see Ben's face. I want to see if he's a complete nerd.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Totally.
That's all I picture is a nerdy Ben. But I think, no, but going back to that point about, fantasy versus reality, I think there's like two different ways to go with this when you become an audio performer, especially. Like, it's either a cult of personality where people are fantasizing about you specifically and they, you know, whether they have a fantasy in their head of what you look like. And if you meet that, you know, that's a scary aside. But they're focused on you and your performance and your sort of genre, whatever your voice is. Or there's a different route, and that's the chameleon kind of route, where you can take on anything and be anyone and, show range that maybe, you know, personality people don't venture into as much. And I think if you're more of a chameleon, it's a smart way to go to preserve the mystery, basically, and save face and let people, you know, conjure in their heads whatever you are.
That's good.
I think that's good. I think I definitely lean on the personality side.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can tell that. but yeah, I think there's a divergence there. And I think I'm so fascinated by the chameleons in the audio world. I get drawn in. I want to know what they look like, and I want to know what they're like. And there's a fascination in that mystery.
Who is Todd really? He's like 20 different people. Are we
God,
sure?
I cannot picture Todd to save my life. I'm like, he's either like a red pill neck beard or something. He could be. There's a chance. He's feisty like that. But I mean, also, yeah, he's like a guy in a suit, and he's also like, I don't know. I don't know with Todd. And that's so much fun, right? It's so much fun to have all this. Yeah. And then if you look at like Feel Good Filth, like Jim has bared it all, and that is brave as hell. and it's the complete polar opposite, mm-hmm. And that's what's so interesting too. It's just, there's so much, like we've said before, variety in the audio world, and it becomes a visual world too with some people.
That's good advice. You know, like my friend who does the adult content, he's already bared it all. Everybody's seen everything of every viewpoint. Yeah. But he's got that voice. And I think he could, you know, I've talked to women. I know women specifically, they get so frustrated with porn because they turn the man's voice down when it's a good voice.
And they pitch up the woman.
And they pitch up the woman.
Have fun, and all you hear is just shrieking. Yeah.
Yeah. Or they edit it out or do something. And, you know, in fact, somebody even asked me, they're like, I want to hear a man's primal roar. And Ben mentioned Mirage. And I'm like, oh, I need to send her an audio. We'll just send her a Mirage audio. She'll get that.
Got the prescription for her.
She'll be ruined. And people, I wrote a romance book that's a little on the edge of smutty and kinky. I have no idea how I got into this.
You're
I know it's terrible. Oh, Alexa, you should listen to the first time I heard. I got on the podcast after I heard Ben's voice, and I yeah,
rock your world
just a little bit.
I love that. That makes me so happy. That really does. Oh, I mean, Ben gets to express himself and you get, yeah, you get your mind blown. And, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's a beautiful thing. I really
and
do.
Then he's audio a sweetheart and he writes, he reads what I send him. And I'm like, oh my God, everybody's all 2020 sucks. And I'm like, are you kidding? I ever wanted
a year of contrasts.
That's what we'll call it. It's awful. I'm like just hiding in the corner, just saying nothing, you know, because it's been really good for me. I'm sorry for about you, but
there has been. Initially, when this all began, I actually I think I took a deep breath for the first time in ages because there was this this attitude of acceptance about mental health in the beginning because we were all so freaking freaked out. There was just this attitude of, are you okay? Everyone was asking, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? Check in on your friends. See if they're okay. And like, if you're not okay, it's okay. And that attitude of acceptance towards mental health was really cool. That's one thing that I appreciate. And I hope that it sticks around after that, you know, whatever the new normal is. I hope that, you know, I hope that stays.
That's a really neat thing. And you're right. We would check. I still check in with people every day. How are you doing on the, you know, you're homebound or going back to work or you're stressed or, you know, even just going to the grocery store or it's
being
true.
It's for everybody. Yeah.
Just so much more grace for being a little crazy.
Yes. Yes. You nailed it with that. Cool. Oh, by the way, Ben, how is your foot? Are you okay?
Yeah. My foot's back to 100%. Definitely.
Really? Okay. You're out of the boot.
Yeah. Okay, out of the boot, good. I've been jogging, doing some runs, doing some hiking. So yeah, I'm right there, okay. Doing stupid stuff.
I know. I'm worried about you. Please don't go climbing mountains or falling off of ridges or I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, you live in Narnia. There's all kinds of things that can happen to you. Be safe and be careful, please.
I promise nothing.
Oh, I know. I knew that would be the answer. As soon as you got out of that boot, you're right back out into danger zone.
Absolutely.
Like, drive carefully in the snow. What? Me? No, I drive.
Time to do donuts. That's what it is. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you're out of the booth, though, buddy. I am glad about
yes.
that. Yes. What did you say? What did you say? It was grace about being crazy. Is that what it
yeah,
was?
Grace.
Extra grace. Yeah.
Everybody's giving each other grace for being crazy all the time.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. I love that vibe. I want that to be. I'm on a t-shirt.
Grace for crazy.
I have grace for craziness, please.
I have grace for my crazy. No. Yes. Awesome. I need that. Oh my goodness. That's good.
But you're right. I mean, yeah, 2020 has been horrific and wonderful. It's a really weird, interesting contrast of everything that's been going on. I've had a lot of fun this year and also been completely freaked out about the state of the world. It's interesting how we as humans can accommodate all that. It's a little dissonant, but you know, it works.
A year of transition.
There you go.
It is.
I like that.
And it's everybody's in transition, which is the most unique thing about it, you know, worldwide transition that.
Yes. It's rare that something affects the entire globe.
Yeah, exactly. And so we're all caring about each other. And that's neat too, that, you know, I can talk to people in England, like, you know, message mute or talk to somebody in Australia or talk to somebody, just all over the world and check in different times of the day and see.
Learning the rhythm of your global friends. It is. It's great. You're like, okay, this is about the time the Englanders go to bed.
So check out Canada. What's going on in Canada? You know? Okay there. Are you catching up? Jealous of your hot prime minister. You know, it's all.
Oh man, it was so cool to see, like, you know, consistent messaging and accountable leadership. That was neat. I'm not gonna give away. That was neat. Yeah, I enjoy that about him. That was fun. He quarantined right away. Smart man.
He's a good looking guy, that's for sure.
Yes. Even well, under a mask. Even him under a mask. Yeah, he's still got dreamy eyes.
Yes, even under a mask.
And he speaks moistly. And
oh, he does. Yes. Although he wants that to stop.
He wants the moist speaking to stop.
You're not, yeah, that ain't going to quit while you're talking, Dustin.
So
dissonance again.
Oh my goodness. Thank you guys so much for coming. So do you think, I know that Mute, he's got this next production. I think, I'm hoping, good Lord, I wish he could just do this full time. But
right, just, where's the Patreon, Mute? Set it up.
His little coffee is just not, you know, you need to, he could probably get enough work now. I know people all the
time. I'm saying, he's a brilliant engineer. Like, he's incredible, yeah.
Mute, I'll pay you for my sound.
Yeah. No, really, audio. Before we go, yeah, this will be my moment to praise him just a little bit more, because like that, what he lends to a production is just insane. Like the value of what he contributes is amazing. Like I still love that soundtrack that fades in and out on my closest friend. I'm amazed that he composed that. It was so great to hear that. Yes. It polishes everything. He's brilliant. The virtual soundstage that he created, I read on his Ko-fi. Or coffee.
Yeah, the little, and I'm like, that's how you did that?
It's insane. It's amazing. So we have so much to learn from him. You should honestly get a Patreon just to teach people production engineering and all this kind of stuff, how to work with sound.
Yes. Then you'd never have
to. Invaluable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, he is the secret sauce.
Oh, he's so zingy. Yeah, I love it. He is the secret sauce. You're totally right. And Ben, by the way, I have to say, like, I also admire you for diving into this and, you know, doing the creative cringe and then going through that anyway and wanting to learn more and wanting to do more and wanting to grow and test yourself more. Like, that is really fucking cool and inspiring. I just have to say, let it be on the record.
Well, we had a saying in when I was in the event and entertainment businesses, when things went really badly, you just turn to the client, you say, it's okay, I've fucked up bigger shows than this. That's how I go into it. I was like, all right, let's see if we can blow up.
You're just gonna do all of that. Yeah, just, you know, yeah, I know that feeling.
Shut a client's ass up. I really think that would be good. Yeah.
Thank you
guys.
Thank you guys so much for joining me for this whole hour and answering all my questions. I could probably get into more, but I'm not going to.
Bring us back for the next whatever production we put out. Bring us back.
I will. I want to do, you know, every time he makes one, I'm like, gimme, I got to put it on the podcast. Your little YouTube. Get it out there and share it around as much as I can. And
I'm
growing all the time. Yeah, you can't. You know, the first time I heard, I didn't even know Mute really well when I heard The Natural Ones. And it took me back to when I was a kid and being able to listen. There were, you know, we had something called The Cinnamon Bear, which was came out, my dad listened to. So, but they played it yearly on the radio at Christmas time. And there were some other older mystery kind of things or even a little bit weird kind of stuff. I can't remember the name of it, but that, you know, kind of out of this world type things where you're trying to figure out what's happening, a little Orson Wellian. And we had this local radio show that would play them all the time at night. And my dad put them on and we'd listen to them and freak out. And so I heard that and I thought, oh, the world needs this. There's no reason this can't come back, especially now. And
everybody's got earbuds in. I mean, really, it is the best way.
And it's just a different way of telling stories, and it's more comprehensive and beautiful and just layered. I tell people to listen to my close. You got to listen to it at least two or three times because you can't miss the dialogue and everything that happens in the middle between you two. That's just this beautiful unfolding, you know, of layers. And you got to stop and go back and then hear the music and hear the atmosphere and hear the interaction and enjoy it because it's something meant to be heard over and over again. And
that is so kind. And I love it. And I'm touched. And I completely agree with re-listening. Like just the sound of my heels on the floor and sort of the reverb of, you can picture this kind of medina or something that we're in.
Right? It's
really cool.
It feels like you're in that, you know, you can feel the sultry air coming through the room and smell the stuff they used to shine, the wood, the oil that they used to shine. You know, it's all there in the atmosphere. It's just, it's a beautiful piece. And
oh my God, we need to hire you for PR. Perfect. I love it.
Yeah, writer's right. Poor Ben. The first time I contacted him, I get really excited. So I sent him a novel. And with five different reasons why he should work with me, each one, you know, broken down into bullet points. And he's like, okay, he really just needed, I'm sure you've communicated with Ben, he needed 20 words, but I sent 5,000.
All I do is say, hey, you want to do this? Sure.
Yeah. That's cool. Really all I needed to do. But no, I said a novel. People are like, so yeah.
But you're right, writer's going to write.
Oh, yeah, writers are going to write. And if I get a chance to overwrite it, I'm going to do that too. So thank you guys very much. I will invite you back. I had a fantastic time. I can't wait to share this out. I hope that I can't wait till Mute hears it and lets him know. Get a Patreon. Come on, man.
Yeah, seriously. Let us pay you, fool. Come on. Get going on it.
He's still trying to get his work away. Stop that. No.
He's doing actual like beneficial to society work on the in real life. And yeah. We're encouraging him to drop all that and just get a Patreon.
Yeah, I know, right?
What are we doing?
That's worthy too.
Yeah. Just let us pay you, man. Just let us pay you. That's the thing. That's the point.
Okay, you guys, I will make sure to have all your links in the when I post this. I'll go back and get your links from Twitter and stuff so people can find you and share this around, hopefully. But thank you so much again, and I hope I get to talk to you again soon. Mute, you need to write something new. So
he keeps hinting at a project with me that I have to actually put together. it's on me. So really yell at me if you want a new Mute production.
Get it done. Get it done. About.
Yeah. I need to get on it. Dig out my history books. Oh, what could it be?
Oh, yeah. History. Mm.
Yeah, do some research. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Dropping hints at the end there. Yeah. it was great to be on, and I hope I didn't put my foot in my mouth too much with anybody.
Good.
I hope I haven't spoiled anyone or revealed anything. I don't know. I'm always paranoid about that stuff. So here's hoping me and my big mouth didn't insert my foot. Oh, but it was really fun. I had a blast talking to you guys.
I'm glad. Thank you, Ben.
Anytime.
Okay.
I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
Put on sunscreen, Ben.
Yes. Put on sunscreen. I will.
Okay, good.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Oh, too funny.
Have a wonderful time.
You too, Ben.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
This has been another Is Will and Wright's Grown Up Storytime Interview Hour. I've had a great time getting to know Ben and Alexa better, and make sure to check out their links. And go ahead and listen again to My Closest Friend. It is the audio posted before this one. Listen a couple times. It is just such incredible work. Thank you, everybody.